SRN News, I'm John Scott. A major storm pounding California's central coast, creating deadly surf conditions.
A Pacific storm expected to bring hurricane-force winds and waves up to 60 feet is already blamed for at least one death along California's central coast. Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office says a wave trapped a man beneath debris at Sunset State Beach. The high surf's also believed to have pulled another man into the Pacific just a little farther south. To the north, Santa Cruz Parks and Recreation Director Tony Elliott says,
"The Santa Cruz Wharf was hit as part of this swell event with large waves, and we lost, we believe, approximately about 150 feet of the end of the wharf."
I'm Ben Thomas.
And also at SRNews.com, American Airlines briefly grounding flights nationwide due to a technical issue earlier. American flights were cleared to fly by federal regulators about 1 hour after the ground stop was issued this morning, just before 7 a.m. Eastern. The FAA ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. at the airline's request. Strikes continue at Amazon and Starbucks. Julie Walker reports.
Starbucks baristas.
Starbucks, we won't take no more!
Heard here in Chicago a few days ago, and Amazon delivery drivers are on strike in a handful of U.S. cities as they seek to exert pressure on the two major companies to recognize them as unionized employees or to meet demands for an inaugural labor contract. Starbucks long resisted the unionization of its stores, but had agreed to negotiate a contract by the end of the year. Amazon refusing to acknowledge the organizing efforts of drivers and warehouse workers, many of whom have voted to unionize. I'm Julie Walker.
Stocks are higher, the Dow up 219 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 205. This is SRN News. Iraqi lawmakers consider some troubling legislation.
At issue is a constitutional amendment which would, amongst other things, allow men to marry girls as young as the age of 9. Muslim radicals dominate Iraq's legislature, and they see no problem with child marriage. The proposed legislation would also limit the rights of women when it comes to child custody and inheritance. Religious freedom advocates and human rights campaigners are urging the Iraqi parliament not to approve the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another somber Christmas in Bethlehem, thanks to last year's attack on Israel by Hamas, which has triggered more than a year of war now. The birthplace of Christ will not have the usual trappings of the city's favorite holiday. No public Christmas tree, no raucous scouts march, no decorations, and no twinkling lights. As Bethlehem prepares to mark its second Christmas under the shadow of war, Manger Square is empty of tourists. This is SRN News. Now that the presidential election is over, small business owners feeling more upbeat about the economy.
That's according to a survey by the National Federation of Independent Business. The group's Small Business Optimism Index rose 8 points in November to its highest level since June 2021. And the Uncertainty Index declined 12 points last month to 98, following October's pre-election record high of 110. The survey also shows that more business owners are hopeful that 2025 will be a good time to grow. Rich Thomason reporting.
President-elect Trump says he wants to revert the name of Alaska's Denali back to Mount McKinley. A prospector in 1896 gave the peak its previously federally recognized name in honor of President William McKinley. After efforts from Alaska officials, the Obama administration renamed the peak Denali. More details at SRNnews.com.